You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. It's public radio for the farming world. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason. On the phone line, Mike Tenor at T-Storm Weather for this Thursday afternoon. He's in Chicago. Mike, thanks for being with us. Well, we came out of the cold. Looks like we're going to get a bit more heat over the next several days. Can you tell me about that first and what problems it might create?
Yeah, well, we will be looking at temperatures that will be a lot warmer than they have been lately. We'll see maximums into the 30s and 40s even across a large part of the central U.S. That will include Illinois. The only reason, though, that we're not super excited about turning a whole lot warmer than, say, 40 degrees is simply because we have too much snowpack on the ground. When you have a lot of snow on the ground, all of that warm weather is essentially wasted melting away snow, and when you melt away the snow, it takes a little bit longer to warm up. So once the snowpack is gone, that's when we'll start to see temperatures warm even more. But generally, we'll be looking at temperatures a little bit warmer than average over the next 7 to 10 days, with highs generally between about 30 and 40, depending on the day of the week.
Are you expecting a rain event with this next set of weather that's coming through?
Yeah, well, we are looking at a fairly significant rain event across a large part of the Corn Belt, including Illinois, and that begins tomorrow afternoon, and then it ends sometime tomorrow night. Interestingly enough, there is a decent probability for a few thunderstorms across the region, including central Illinois and points on to the south. Now, we're not looking for anything in the way of severe weather, but we're just looking at some of the parameters here, and you can easily see that some fairly significant rainfall is on the way. It looks like most areas should see around 1 inch of rain. When you combine 1 inch of rain with melting of snow, that could lead to a little bit of flooding in different areas, including some of the riverways. So that'll be something to monitor. But once the system exits tomorrow night, we're not looking for too much in the way of rain or snow anytime after that.
How far along will it bring us in alleviating some of the dry conditions people have been discussing in the background in the Midwest?
Well, if you look at rainfall over the last 6 months, there is a very large dry pocket, essentially centered on Iowa, then on through Illinois, and including parts of Missouri, Wisconsin, and Minnesota. That is a significant issue potentially, but only if we don't see good rains prior to spring. And this event here is going to be one event that at least helps out a little bit, though you could argue that the soils are frozen, so the overall benefit of upcoming rainfall will be limited. But, you know, it's something that we do need to follow. But it doesn't seem like we're in a very dry pattern at the moment. We do seem to be getting rain every once in a while, some snow. It's not like we're not seeing anything out there. So at this point, our overall concern is low, but, you know, there's not much we can do about it at this point because it already happened. A lot of the dryness is simply because of what happened back in July and August.
Your take on weather in South America?
Well, it's too dry in the south of Argentina. That's a bit of an issue for Buenos Aires, where a lot of corn and soybean production occurs in that province, around one-third of it. So that'll be something to watch. But the central areas are getting some decent rainfall today and into tonight. It turns a lot drier after that for about 1 week. So Argentina is always this issue that they seem to be getting a little too dry and then they get some rain, but the south of Argentina is definitely too dry. Parts of Brazil could use some rain too, but other areas are receiving significant rainfall. So Brazil is kind of in the middle with no areas looking great, but no areas looking too bad except for arguably parts of southeast and northeast Brazil.
Mike Tenor is with T-Storm Weather in Chicago, and that wraps up this Thursday edition of the Closing Market Report.